Blog Talk Radio.
Coco.
Guess what?
We
have special guest.
Well, who is it?
I don't know. Would you like to introduce yourself, special guest?
I sure would like to introduce myself. It's me, Danny, a.k.a. Her Disorganized Plans. How are y'all? Woo! Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you. I'm excited and scared, but let's do it.
Ain't nothing to be scared of. It's just like having a conversation with your two new best friends.
Hey, I'm here for it.
Ain't nothing to it but to do it.
Pills, don't be jealous. I'm only borrowing her for hours.
Oh, shoot. Shots fired. Pew, pew.
Don't be jealous. Just a little bit.
Oh.
A little bit. Okay, so Her Disorganized Plans. Oh, my God. First of all, how did you come up with such an awesome name? Because that is how I feel in my everyday life. Like, all my plans be disorganized. Like, I have a plan for a plan, and then they don't be planning.
Listen. So I came up with Her Disorganized Plans. First of all, let me just say, Her Disorganized Plans, that's like the fifth name I came up with for my account.
Okay.
I had so many other names, but I settled on Her Disorganized Plans, because before that it was Her Organized Plans, and I was like, nah, that ain't it, because I ain't organized, bro. So I was like, you know what, let's keep it real, Her Disorganized Plans, because you know how you have those, you know how when you walk into a room and it's not 100% organized, but you know where everything is?
Damn,
yeah.
Real?
That's kind of like how I am. So I just felt like that name was perfect for me, because it's real life. Like, I don't have everything together. So, yeah, Her Disorganized Plans. But I plan those things.
Yeah, it's probably one of the realest names for planning.
But let me just call your cap, because you be cleaning. But we ain't gonna talk about that yet.
But see, the thing is, the camera shows what I wanted to show.
Okay.
So everything don't be clean all the time, you know.
Okay. So you clean before the clean.
A little bit, yes. If I'm keeping it a thousand, yeah,
hey,
I do.
We on Real Talk, Real Plans, baby. That's all we do over here.
And I love it.
So I'm one of those people that have to clean up before the cleaning people come.
That's me. Yes.
Yeah.
I was actually doing that today, and she called and can't come till tomorrow. So I told her, I said, oh, good, that gives me an extra day to clean. She was like, what?
Yeah, I'm going to clean before you get here.
Yeah, you don't think we nasty over here.
Okay.
Oh, is that all right?
Okay, so you came up with your name because that was so realistic and true for who you are. So who are you, Her Disorganized Plans? Tell me a little bit about yourself personally. I mean, not too – I mean, you can tell me whatever you want to tell me, but, I mean, I ain't saying, like, tell me – but you can. You get what I'm saying?
I got you.
Okay.
I am a mom of two. I have a 7-year-old and I have a 10-year-old. My son, he is autistic, so I do have an autistic child. My husband and I have been together for 10 years, and he is a United States sailor. So,
Well, thank you for your service, sir.
I know, right? Look, well, I hope you hear me, baby daddy. But,
hey, baby daddy. Ew. We should have a show on Baby Daddy.
Baby Daddy, Baby Mama, man, who wants the drama? That's, yeah. Yeah.
Listen. Okay.
Let me see. I really don't have much going on. So basically, I honestly just kind of keep to myself. You know, I'm not really all of that special, but I did decide that I just kind of wanted to step out and do something for me. So that's kind of what brought about my account on Instagram, my planner Instagram account. And I've been planning for a while now. So, yeah, pretty cool. But, yeah, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, a sister, a daughter, all that good stuff.
And you forgot shop owner.
I am for now.
For now?
For now. I'm a shop owner for now because I did come out with, I actually dropped two different planners. I dropped a planner in 2022. It was a six-size vertical planner. Then I dropped a similar planner in 2023, which was also a classic size vertical planner. Didn't expect that to go the way that it did, which is a good thing because I sold out and I had people mad at me because they couldn't get one. And I was like, I'm sorry.
Oh.
So hear me out. I found out about who you are. I had no idea. I just started my planner account, just started diving into the Plannerverse, and I went to the Halloween event, and I met, I made plans. And she was talking about this awesome community of people and how she bought a planner from her friend, and it's going to be so awesome, but it had already sold out. And I was like, oh, man, so little, let me buy one. She was like, okay, okay. Let me get your stuff, your Instagram, and I'm going to hook you up with the group. Well, she never did. And I somehow stumbled onto what I found was an Uncensored Live. And I was like, oh, let me follow this, you know, follow this lady, which was you, her Disorganized Plans. And then I think maybe 2 weeks later, you said something about shenanigans. So first of all, let's tell everybody about Uncensored Lives, because that was the most fun I had ever had on Instagram, and I had just started my account.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, so you would like that. You would like Uncensored Lives.
Oh, listen, Uncensored Lives is where we just let it all hang out. They are never saved for that very reason. With those so much, man, it's crazy because, like, the Uncensored Live, it started off as just me hanging out because my kids, they don't typically go to bed until, like, 9, 9:30, especially on weekends. Like, I really don't care what time they go to bed. So oftentimes I would go live at night because that's when my house is quiet. And I just had a few people who would, like, hop on. We would just have random conversations. And I let them know. I was like, look, my mouth is filthy. So that's another reason why we did it at night, because I don't have to censor myself so much at night. So that's how it kind of started. It started off as just a few of us, like three, maybe two, three people would hop on. And we would just have a – we would just talk. And then Planner Court came into the – came into the equation, and it took off from there. Like, it's just, it's been a blessing. Like, I have such a good time when I hang out with y'all on Uncensored Lives, for sure. Y'all make it what it is. So thank y'all to anybody who will attend. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. Much love.
Oh, good. Can we get a little taste of Planet Court a little bit later?
Of course you can. I got you, boo. We have two stories. Yes.
Ooh. Oh. Excited. Okay. Wait. Coco, can people call in today, or are we not calling
in? No, baby, we can't call in. Hold on. Let me get the number.
Let me get my stuff together.
Yeah. Let me go ahead and give y'all the number. Okay, if you would like to call in and join us this afternoon, our number here is 515.
Listen to the human resources voice.
I'm listening. I'm like, ooh, she's
powerful. You're like, where'd she come from? Okay. All right, y'all. Go ahead and call us. 515-602-9680. 515-602-9680. We love to. Oh, wait. Hold on. We got a caller. Oh, God.
Hey, ladies.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with us. Who are we talking to?
Hey, Anonymous.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to call in and say hey to Danny.
Hi, Danny. Look at Danny. Got fans out there.
I just want to know, if you saw Danny in the street, would you throw your panties at her?
Yes, I would.
Oh, shoot.
Well, good. Do you have anything you'd like to ask, Danny?
Yes, when are the Uncensored Lives coming back?
It will be back in June, first Friday in June.
So excited.
I'm ready. I'm excited.
Awesome. Are you a regular listener, or did you just call in to support your friend Danny?
I'm a regular listener.
You are? Well, we thank you.
I am. I love Riri and Coco.
Oh, well, thank you. We love you too, girl. Thanks for listening.
Would you be interested in a Real Talk, Real Plans pen? Like enamel pen?
Yes. Girl, yes.
Yay. Okay, I'm going to send you one in the mail.
Okay. You know who I am?
Okay.
It was like the duh tone.
Right. Yeah, like, okay. Go ahead and send it.
I'm going to send you something.
Stop talking about it and be about it.
I haven't put the pictures up. I need to do that. Well, thank you so much.
Because I put mine on my
phone. Oh, I want to say props on the notifications out there in Instagram land, because I've been missing the lives. But then I saw my girl Danny's going to be on. I was like, nah, let me make sure I don't miss this.
Oh, thank you.
I was listening to some people, some really good friends of mine, and they told me that they really appreciated it when, you know, they got it out earlier. And so I've been trying my best to get it done and just set it up as soon as we get off, so we'll know next week it's on. You know what I'm saying? Already. So
mm-hmm.
I'm so glad you listened to us.
I do. I be listening, yeah. My ADHD get me a little bit, but I be listening.
All right, I'm going to go. I'll see you soon.
Well, thank you so much, Anonymous.
All right, bye.
Bye. Look at you, Danny. You got fans.
Look at you, yeah.
I feel good. It's the love for me.
Yes, don't be over there crying.
I know, right? Be over here just having my moment with you. All right, y'all, come on and call us and make Danny cry some more. 515-602-9680.
Okay, so let's see. So yes, that's how I heard about you and your shop. And so, how did you go about building community in the Plannerverse, in the Instagram world? Like, what were the things that you did to build the community and to foster it the way that you did?
Honestly, I just kind of just decided to be myself 100%. Like, I didn't want to edit myself just to be, you know,
part of the crowd.
Yeah, like, I didn't want to edit myself just to fit in, because I'm like, okay, if I edit myself and I pretend to be this perfect person who never cusses, like,
mm-hmm.
once I do slip up, because eventually the mask falls off, so once
yes.
I do slip up, I'm going to lose people, so I would rather just gain people with who I am. So that's kind of like how I decided to, that's the road I decided to take, because I want you to love me for me, not for who you think I am.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as, like, the community part of it, I think that it's easier to build a community, whether it's big or small. It's easier for you to do that when you allow people to be their authentic selves as well. That,
yeah.
like, you break down those barriers and you release that pressure of people feeling like they have to edit themselves around you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it really comes from. And then it's just like a beautiful salad. Like, it's amazing. So that's pretty much what it is. I allow people to be themselves with me, and I'm myself with them. And, yeah, we be one big happy family.
I love that, because I be trying to turn it off and turn it on, and, you know, and I just realize it don't work.
No, it's hard.
Yeah, it's a difference in code switching and in being fake, being the authentic you. And people appreciate that better, because if you don't like who I am, that's a you problem, not a me problem.
Yes.
Speaking of, let me just say this while we're on this topic. I finally got my first hater, y'all.
Oh, I can't believe that.
I do, for real. So I'm on this team. Because, you know, I'm on all the teams.
Yes, PR whore.
No, I almost got put off of a team.
Why? What you doing?
Because I hadn't been posting, like, to my feed. I only been posting to my stories. And she was like, hey, if this is too much for you.
Uh-oh.
I was like, oh, shit. We get my job back now.
I'll let you go.
Yeah. I was shocked and appalled.
Not you checking me about my posting.
Yeah. Like, girl.
No, it was
money. Let's talk about that. Okay.
Them hitting you with the DM. If this is too much, them saying, "Ma'am, you're not posting," and I don't like that.
Right.
Yeah.
You could have just said that, like, "Hey, you're not posting enough. I need you to take a break." And I'd have been like, "Okay, cool."
Yeah, because I need a break. Hello.
That part.
Listen, PR whore. Okay. Anyway, so I'm on this team, and there's this one chick who is not in the group chat. And so nobody ever mentioned her or anything. And so I finally went to the owner, and I was like, hey, I saw this person on YouTube talking about they got a cold, and I want to know who she is. Like, well, we don't know her. Not that it's a competition, but why is she not a part of the quote-unquote team?
Mm-hmm.
And so she just said, oh, no, she only likes YouTube. Well, you know me and my private eye investigative ass.
Mm-hmm.
They found the lady on Instagram. And she just a posting. And so finally, you know me, I go asking around, like, what's up with this? Who is she? Blah, 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 blah. Somebody told me out their own mouth that she said she did not like Riri, which she don't like me, she don't know me too well, because she called me Riri, first of all.
Yeah.
So second of all, she ain't like me, so she didn't want to get in the group. I was too pushy.
Too pushy?
Pushy for what?
Yeah, she can kick rocks. Whoever
but how
she
you
is.
Pushy and she don't know you? Like,
exactly. I don't know.
But she must listen to our show.
I was just about to say, I'm thinking that maybe she listens to the show and takes my ADHD excitement as pushy, but that's really not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, not that I give a fuck you, hoe.
Hello.
But I got my first hater, and I just thought that the world should know. So, hey, Weedle, Queedle, whatever your name is. Hey, Miss Johnson.
That's when you know you missed it. Hey.
Yeah, I must say I'm outdone. I can't believe that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, I believe you. But she got to listen to the show, because where else do you hear Riri? Hold on, we got a caller, y'all. Maybe so. Let's hope. Hi, Carly. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. This is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Welcome to
you?
The show.
Hi.
We're good.
Hi. Hello. Hello. Yeah, I just found out about that I can call in, so I thought I would do that.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Do you have anything you'd like to ask our guest, Danny, or the host, Riri and Coco?
Well, I'm not sure. Danny, when are you going to come back and do the Uncensored Live?
Oh, I will be doing those the first Friday in June. They will be back.
Oh, awesome. And
yeah,
Erica, that's awesome. Erica, when is your, you have a podcast or no?
This is my podcast.
This is it.
This is it? Okay, I'm so sorry. I'm so untech savvy. You got to forgive me. I'm old.
It's fine. It's fine. So June 2nd.
Erica are the same person.
What's that?
I said Riri and Erica are the same person.
Oh, yes, I did. I think I did know that. Yes. Well, I just called in to give my support and say hello and see how everything's going.
I appreciate it. I do have one question for you.
Sure.
Do you miss Danny twerking on Uncensored Live?
You better believe it, I do. I used to look forward to it every week.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
The first Friday in June, and we will all be tuned in.
Oh, I'm looking so forward to it. I loved it. And I need you to put on that robe, Danny. I don't care how hot it is.
The robe and the gavel will be back.
Oh, well, of course the gavel. That goes without saying. But definitely you have to have that robe on. Yeah.
I love the robe. It puts me into, like, the whole character. So I love it.
Ooh, I can't wait to have it.
I thought of it for a long time to get this thing, and I'm thinking, oh, I don't know, should I, you know? And I went back and forth with JC, and then she said, no, just do it. So I got it. And I was like, yes, I just absolutely, I had to get that robe. It was like, no,
yes,
this is perfect. Danny makes me happy in those lives, and I was like, you know, at least I could do is buy her a damn robe, right?
That's what I mean about fostering community. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking with Coco last week about, you know, getting something so that someone could buy us a coffee or, you know, something just to, you know, see if we fostered a community, to made one. And I just thought that would be really sweet. So I really love that.
Yeah.
Terry, thank you so much for calling. You should listen more often.
I will. Now that I know that it's available, I will. But I just wanted to call in and say hey and give my support and say hello to you nice ladies.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you.
So much love.
Okay.
You,
let me love you guys.
Bye.
Oh, you guys are the best. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye. I just love her.
I know. That is so sweet.
That's so sweet, yeah.
Okay, so before we get into planner court, tell us more. I always talk about planner shenanigans. Tell me more about how planner, what, first of all, what the fuck is a planner shenanigan and how did it begin?
I'm sorry, okay. That tickled the heck out of her. Okay, so planner shenanigans. Shenanigans came from, actually JC came up with that name. Plans and JC on IG, she came up with the shenanigans part. Like, because she basically had this vision that it'll just be a place where people could just come and just be their silly selves or their weird selves and just, or, you know, whatever. So that's where that came from. So JC will be the one that I have to give you the details. So,
okay.
Like, where?
She's going to tell us about the shenanigan part.
Yes.
Okay, and so how did you guys decide that that's what you were going to do? I mean, I kind of know the backstory, but I want to tell the listeners, you know, just so I can be inclusive. Oh, Coco, because I don't even know if Coco knows.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Coco don't know. Well, basically what had happened was, so back in, it was around like October of last year, something like that. I can't remember the exact month, but it was either October or November. It was one of those 2 months. We were actually attending another Zoom. And that creator of that Zoom pretty much kind of said, I'm tired. And she kind of made it seem as though we were forcing her to do it.
I hate when people act like that.
Yeah, we
if
were
doing
like,
you
I mean,
a favor.
Yeah, we were like, if you're tired, you could take a break. Like, it's fine, but I guess that she didn't really want to take a break, but, you know, whatever. So when she ended up canceling her Zooms because she said it was for health reasons, I'm not even going to speak on that, but that was her reasoning.
Her reasoning was so she can join 42 more goddamn teams because she's on 75.
So. Oh, shit.
When,
my
that's
name
when
is
you
Vivian
need to be
Ryan.
Important. When you need
I
to be
do.
Important, that's what you do.
I mean, hey.
Sometimes you got to feel that you feel a need to be needed.
A need to be needed and a need to be seen. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it is what it is. But after attending those Zooms and once they got canceled, we were like, you know what, we still need a space, because when you shut down that space, they have so many people who are looking forward to those nights, and now that's gone. And we were like, nah, we still need this space. And as in we, I mean, me, Deb, and JC, you know, Deb is big plans with Bug on IG and plans and JC, like I said before. We decided to kind of come together and create a Zoom to step into that section of the week just until this person decided to come back. Well, shit hit the fan, child, and we never went back. So, you know, things were said. We were accused of stealing the Zooms and all of this stuff.
Oh, my God, stealing a Zoom?
Yeah, we were accused of stealing the Zoom. We were accused of stealing the people who came to the Zooms, and we were like, but we asked you if it was cool, and you said, yeah, because she said it was fine if anybody else wanted to do something in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it wasn't really true. I don't know, but, you know,
it's
here we are.
It's never really cool. It's only cool because you're talking about it and not being about it. But as soon as you be about it, you
oh, yeah.
stole it.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
like somebody asking you how you're doing. They don't really care. It's just something that they say.
Right, to sound good or to,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's what my guess is. That's what it was. But it's fine. I mean, it birthed something beautiful, in my opinion, because it really has become a space that people look forward to coming to every Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern. The link being my story, y'all. Shameless plug. But,
yeah, you go plug away, girl. Plug away.
It's
just a join.
Yes, come. Come.
But, yeah.
And Coco, I can say this. It will be different than the last time you joined.
Oh, yeah.
Because no one will be monopolizing the conversation.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's those people.
Girl. Okay,
well,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that person. Yeah. When I told her, Erica about it, she immediately knew who I was talking about. So,
yeah,
I was just like, okay, let me get off of this. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because I never told anybody that you came or why you never came back or why you got I never mentioned it, but they've made some changes and nobody will be monopolizing the conversation, and so I think you'll have fun with it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Good, then, yeah. Well, then I'll let me say this. I'll come back because I was there and I was like, girl,
Yeah. A few
they barely said hello. They just be talking. Crazy.
Yeah, a few people came. Just, I guess, a little side note, I don't know. But a few people came that same day you came, because I do remember you popping in. The same day you came in, a few other new people came in, and they never came back either. And we were like, we know why.
Mm-hmm.
But we were trying to figure out how to prevent that from happening, and yeah, it was a whole thing, y'all.
I'll mosey on back.
I can say that I really love the immaturity of all the women. Anyway, I really enjoy the people. That come, and the fact that you know how sometimes, like, everybody's in this petty mode, right? And so it's like, I drug her to filth, and nobody wants to have a conversation anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate the fact that there are so many different people and so many different points of view that they can actually have a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
And there be different points of view, and it's never no knock down, drag out, bitch, hoe, slut, puppy, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate that. It's really good to be able to see discourse. I kind of actually miss that aspect of planning.
But healthy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's good to see those different sides of view, like point of views, because sometimes somebody might say something and I never thought of it in that way, and then it kind of shifts the way I may think about something moving forward in the future. So it's important to have those conversations and really listen to each other and respect what you're hearing. Like, you know, it's just, well, depending on what it is, child, because sometimes you might have to check somebody. But as far as our space of people, we don't have that.
Fucking rips, okay?
But, yeah, I enjoy it. I enjoy being a co-host. I'm honored to be a co-host. I'm glad that people who are coming every week, like, I'm glad that they enjoy coming. I love the fact that new people come and they stay. So, it's great.
Shots fired.
Yeah, I'll come. I don't mind you coming. I just, that one, I was just like, and I was thinking to myself, Erica likes this. Oh, somebody's calling in, y'all. Hold on. Let's get them.
Don't cuss me out.
Hey.
Hey. Hi, caller.
This is JC. Hi.
Hi, JC.
Hi, Casey.
Sorry, I heard the whole discourse, and it sounded like a siren call, so I thought I would come say hi.
She's like, oh, they're calling me. I need to dial in.
It's all me, Dad.
Exactly. Discourse. Let's do it.
Hi, Casey. Do you have a question for your co-host, Danny?
Oh, was I supposed to call in with a question?
No.
Okay,
no,
what's your
you
favorite
don't have to.
Kind? If you had to have a deck made out of wood, what kind of wood would you pick for your deck?
Oh God.
I don't know.
I'm just gonna go along the lines and be like off the wall. I would do it out of popsicle sticks. Let's go.
On your deck? A wood deck?
Epic. Epic! That is like a childhood dream deck. That is like that
I
one time that.
And hey, I'm over here thinking logically. I'm thinking cedar, maybe. Okay.
No, I love it. It's like those bridges. Sorry, Erica. I keep interrupting you. How many popsicle sticks?
No, that's fine. Yeah.
It's like a little delay.
I think so.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. Well, you know what? This ain't my show. Let me shut up.
No, you're fine. So, where would you get all these popsicle sticks? Like, would I just sit on the side and continue to eat popsicle sticks while y'all build this deck? Okay.
You're the provider of the popsicle sticks. I'm down.
I got a couple
all
things
of us.
I could do.
Danny would have to like.
Erica. What'd you say, JC?
Oh, sorry. I was just saying, like, it would have to be like a neighborhood event, maybe even like a whole planner conference where we all just sit and eat the popsicles for Danny to get the sticks to build her deck.
Yeah, I can totally do that.
Popsicle planner party.
Exactly.
But they would all have to be the same color popsicles.
Why?
Because
the
do you
sticks
want a
are
multi-colored popsicle?
The sticks are
no,
wood.
Though.
But the sticks would be dyed because of the popsicles.
Oh, well, the rain will fix that. But yes, or a rainbow. It's fine. June is coming. We'll do a rainbow deck.
Yay!
When you make your deck decisions in June and get stuck with, like, a rainbow house.
Yeah. Your husband gonna be like, is that something you need to tell me?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Child, my husband don't know by now. He will never know, I guess.
Yeah. I was about to say, well, I watch, you know. I'm always down for that.
Well, JC, what part of the world do you live in?
I am in Dallas currently.
Oh, okay.
Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, I fly in out of there often. Okay, well, it's nice. It's nice and hot and humid, so.
Yeah, disgusting lately. Yeah, I was talking with a friend in northern New York.
Mm-hmm.
earlier today, and she was saying that they, like, it was freezing tonight. I was like, oh, man, I wish. Meanwhile, my mom was going out on a date earlier, and she was like, please direct the fan at me. I am so hot. If you want to talk about our family and, like, the funeral service, you must direct the fan at me.
Your mom was going on the date?
Yeah, I think so. She's going out, and she was, like, dressed and wearing makeup. And she smells good when she's going out on a date. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, if she wasn't going, she was going to find one. I'm down with that. Go, mama.
Exactly.
Ooh, that made me want to just spray myself with some smell good right now.
Yeah, you go. You try to go on a date and see. You get knocked right across your head.
Sponsored by
White Diamonds.
Oh, no. If you don't know about White Diamond, baby, let me tell you something.
Man, White Diamonds had the 1900s in a chokehold. Like, yes, yes. Everybody.
I think I still have a bottle of my mama's and my mama dad's in 2003. Okay.
And she probably had it since 1993.
Probably.
You fooling around with some 30-year-old White Diamonds.
Girl. It smells good, too. JC, I have one question for you.
All right, hit me with it.
You are a fan of Danny.
Mm-hmm. Big fan.
Big fan.
Planner Court changed my life.
If you saw her twerking,
okay,
would you get behind her and ride that donkey?
What kind of a question is that, obviously?
Okay. I just needed to know if you was on my
like,
team.
I think we would all be, like, pushing each other out of the way, right? Because there's, like, no other answer to that other than yes.
Okay, perfect. You know, I'm just here trying to give Danny and her ass the flowers.
Okay. I mean, it's a present in the universe, is Danny twerking.
Christmas Eve is coming.
Well, thank you.
Christmas Eve is coming.
Some people ask for cars. I just ask for Danny twerking.
Aww.
And
I will deliver.
See what I'm saying?
Worth more.
Only Danny.
Than a whole car.
Oh, God.
I love it.
All right, y'all. I will let you go and listen in. But I wanted to call
in.
Wait,
I have one more question.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any planner drama you'd like to spill? I guess you said your name. Damn. I was about to say, do you have any planner drama you'd like to spill? You can inbox me anonymously, anybody, at Real Talk with Riri on Instagram for the planner drama.
I did send you a message earlier before Danny said, like, we all knew, like, we all know why Coco didn't come. Yeah. Or didn't say at Planner Shenanigans. I literally sent you a message on Instagram, Erica, and I was like, we all know.
Oh, I see.
Exactly why.
I see. Okay.
So
well,
I would just
I
with that.
But
I
will
like
come back.
Cool. We look
really
forward.
The people who listen live, I appreciate you. I hear you. I see you now. I'm paying attention. I'm locked in and I'm switching up.
Yes.
You know, I think that, like, if there's anything that can come from, like, all of this shebangle, which, again, not going to, well, whatever. It's, like, I think it's, you know, more awareness of the fact that we have this really cool group and it's awesome. And we do our best to be inclusive, run by amazing humans like Danny and Deb at Big Plans with Bug and myself. And I don't know, I hope people come. And check it out. I hope it's a good time. I hope if you came and checked it out and it wasn't a good time, you'll give us another shot.
Yes, please.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And thanks for answering my spontaneous set question. And I love all three of you so much.
Love you back. Well, love you back.
Love you.
See you on a Saturday, whenever. I don't know. I'll have to get the time.
8 p.m. Eastern. Bye.
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 Now, Jenny, you're going to have to come all the time now.
I know. Danny got the listeners. Wait a minute. We're about to be a throuple in this bitch.
I'm down for a throuple, sis. Don't threaten me with a good time.
About to be a throuple. Wait a minute. Okay. So, does either of you have any happy mail or new shops that you want to talk about?
No happy mail.
Mm-mm.
No new shop. I did get a message today from my Villa Beautiful bestie. And I say that because she and I talk about, mostly when we talk, when there's something new coming up. And she's like, oh, Villa Beautiful has pins coming out on Friday. I said, okay, I think, thanks for letting me know. And then later on I was like, I don't even want to buy those anymore. Yeah. And it'd
audible
be
gas.
Yeah, yeah. Is there gas here? Well, I've been doing it for literally 3 years. Okay, you were here the other day. I have a bunch of pens. They're not even out of the pack. And I don't even write with them. Whereas, y'all know how I get on these shops that I can't stop. Angel Shop, they write like butter.
Oh,
I want one of those pens so bad.
Like butter. And I got a crap ton of them, and I've got a cart full of them now.
Listen, let me just say something about these Angel Shop pens, okay? The first thing is, a lot of people really be hating on ballpoint pens.
Mm-hmm.
But especially when you write on that Bible paper, a good ballpoint pen, well, when you flip the page, you can feel it on the other side.
Ooh. Oh, mm-hmm.
I wish you could see the little dance I'm doing. So, baby, yeah. I love it.
I do, too. And let me tell you, that Angel Shop pen is the truth.
That Angel Shop pen is the truth. I'm about to tell them you want to market for them.
Listen, I would. I was when I was at work last week, and these are white. These are white, a blue-collar welding manufacturing dudes. And when we were having those meetings last week, they were using my pen, and this pen was pink with sparkly things inside of it. And the guy was like, oh, Ms. Liz, I'm going to keep this pen. I'm like, boy, you're going to give me my pen back. But I was saying to myself, now you grown ass, you're going to keep this pink pen. But it writes so good.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. I got the Potter's set.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me not say that. I bought the set of red, yellow, green, and blue.
They represent the little white boy with the black round glasses and the
They represent
in
the magical world.
Oh, there you go. The wizarding world.
The wizarding world.
And I'm not even a Harry Potter fan, but I bought those too.
Listen, they just write so good. They do. They really
do. Now, Danny, you don't have an Angel Shop here?
I do not. I want one. I
will okay.
order
well,
one.
Well, this is what I'm going to do for you. Since you came to our show tonight and brought the people with you, we're going to send you a pen. I got a bunch of them in there never come out the pack.
Ooh.
We're going to send you a pen.
Now I'm doing a happy dance, Eric.
I mean, if you're going to be part of this thruple, we got to initiate you correctly.
Okay. Listen. Because I know y'all be hearing me talk about going over to Cocoa House all the time.
Yes.
But I went this weekend. I came back with a whole cart full of shit.
Oh, my.
But wait, let me just say this. She say all the time she come over here. She don't be coming, though. She'll make a plan.
But this time she came, and let me tell you, who almost.
I said, I know y'all hear me talking.
Yeah, I almost died when she really came through the door. Even when she said she was on her way, I ain't believe
her. You ain't been to my house yet. Shut up.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. So, I came with a whole cart, literally the cart, y'all.
Yeah, I gave her a cart. Wow.
Yep. So, I've been going through stuff. Even 55 got some shit. And let me tell you about that. She came in here the next day and was like, hey, let me get my stuff out there box.
Listen, I was so happy y'all took over there, and y'all could literally come back and do another sweep.
I'm ready. So I'm just organizing this now that I got my extra cart. I'm organizing, and I cannot wait to come back. And I saw a couple more things that I just left, so when I come back, I'll have it. And I'm going to tempt you into ordering some stuff that I really want so that you can order it and not use it, and then I can get it.
Oh, wait. Wait, it works that way, too. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I need that. No, I don't. Because I found a little box that had a whole bunch of stuff in it, too. Also some pocket stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. See what I'm saying? That's for me.
All right. So if y'all want to join the fun, 515-602-9680. So listen. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just about to say. Just to continue this little sequel that we didn't have the last 4 weeks, probably. So, you know, we had the first conversation about, would you tell me if you knew that my man was cheating, blah, blah, blah. Then we went on to the next week where my girlfriend was cheated on, thank God, because he was supposed to go with her on that cruise, and I got to go free.
Right.
Okay.
Come
so,
through, cheater.
Yeah. So, and I feel really petty how this is going to end, but I, you know, they broke up. Then he kept calling, blah, blah, blah. So, God, I hope she never finds out about this podcast, but she went, so I asked her the other day, she sat in my office, and I said, oh, what'd you do for Mother's Day? And she was like, oh, blah, 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 came over. And I was like, okay, what you doing? I said, what you doing for lunch? Because I don't want to talk about it. And it's not because he cheated on her. Let me be real clear, because that's her issue. I never liked him to begin with. When I first met him, when they were dating the first time, then they broke up. And it was, but the first time she was dating him and she brought him to a company event, I was like, oh, my God, who, like, why?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just like, it was just wrong. And so anyway, so to continue on to now, I'm kind of over it. And I was wishing that she would just let it go. But the fact that she called me last week and asked me how would I feel if she went back with him, well, you know, I told y'all about that. And I was like, you know, you do what you want. You only go around once. If you're happier with him than without him, hey, go back to him. I'm not going to ever be around him. But
did you watch Abbott Elementary?
Yes.
It reminds me of her boyfriend.
Yes.
The way you describe them.
Yeah, it's just like too. It's just too much. But I said all that to say this was my biggest thing about it. Like she said, give me some space. I need some time to think about it. And then you calling all day, every day. As soon as we got back into Florida on the ship, and she turned on her phone. The phone was ringing. So he been calling you all week.
Mm-mm.
And, you know, she couldn't answer him. And then it's just like a constant thing. And it's just like, well, he was crying. We talked all day today, and he was crying. Girl, my husband can cry on cue. Literally, he can. Tears and everything. So I just listened to her. And I'm not judging her because that was her biggest fear. I'm not judging her for going back with him. I'm judging her for being with him from the beginning.
Like from where it all started.
Yeah, I was judging him long before he cheated on you.
Yeah, let me be clear about that.
So anyway, y'all, that's the update.
Okay, well, I just have one piece of planner mess that we may want to talk about. But I heard tell that lots of people were a little perturbed by their luxury and simplicity lately. And I was just wondering, did either of you get a box?
From where?
We're going to call it
CNP. We're going to call it Cats and Pets.
Yeah. And they have a real minimalistic vibe.
So minimalistic that the box was empty.
Oh, child.
Are you getting what I'm are you picking up what I'm putting down?
Oh, God. I am so weak. Yes.
Danny, you got it.
The disrespect. Yes.
Yeah.
Baby,
so
minimalism is
very
real.
Upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't ever post it on Instagram, but Danny, I'll send it to you. But one time they sent me a rock, and I was very upset.
You not looking at it positively. It was a paper holder. Or the paper thing, you know, you think you put on top of the paper to keep it from moving.
Ain't no way they went out in there, y'all took the rocks.
Yes, honey. For all them boxes, she went out on the beach and found them pebbles. Yes.
Girl. And I still got it in this homie don't play that bag right now. Remember when homie used to hit people with that sock on their head?
Yes.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah. Well. I think sometimes people get too big, and you should just do what's been working for you. You don't have to change up. You have to come up with all these luxury boxes and subscription plans and all this. Do what's been working for you. I mean, I get a girl her props. You know, she's done it without kind of backbiting and stuff, unlike some others. But, well, not just her, but, you know.
This community is wild.
Wild.
It is.
That's why I like scrapbooking.
They wild, too.
Not like this.
At least they want y'all to copy.
Well, yeah, because you have, like, you don't have just a random Joe Blow making paper for you to put your stuff on. And that's what happens. Everybody has a shop. You copying my doll. These are, like, real company, you know, not saying that these companies aren't real, but you know what I mean? They're larger companies on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
So it's you don't have the shop drama like you have, because that's where a lot of this stems from, the shops.
Yeah, it does, because they all buying the same shit and printing the same stuff.
And your flower look like my flower. Girl, all them flowers ugly. Why do y'all care?
And the dolls, the face is starting to look more and more masculine.
Mm-hmm.
They look very generic. And so that's, you know, one of the reasons why I'm starting to lean toward people who draw their stuff. This AI art, though, is eating me up because, baby, I love it. I love to see it.
Oh, yeah.
That AI art is, ooh, I love it. Okay,
yeah.
So before we go, because I did extend the show, and I know we just been rambling, because we have a guest, and I love it. But we are going to do some planner court.
Yes.
So go ahead and say the number one more time. I'm going to put it on my wall so I can
515-602-9680. 515-602-9680. Call in now and talk to our special guest, Danny.
Yeah, we want to know if you think the person is guilty or not. All right. So, Danny, are you ready to give us and the listeners a little taste of planner court?
Absolutely. And I'm excited to do it. Of course, it's a pleasure.
Anyway, I'm ready.
So just to let people know, if you don't know what planner court is, which most people probably don't know what it is, basically I will read a story. And you all will tell me whether or not you feel that person is guilty, a.k.a. they are the asshole, or they're not guilty, a.k.a. they're not the asshole. So that's basically what planner court is. Y'all ready to do it?
Ready.
If you don't want to call in, or you call in and it's busy, you can shoot me a message on IG at Real Talk with Riri, and I will read your verdict live
hey.
After she does it. All right, so I'm ready. I did my part.
You ready for me to drop it? Drop
it. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I want the music.
I got you. Wait, hold on. Hopefully y'all can hear it.
I just got some people's tour music.
Hey, I don't know how much of that I could play, but
we couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear it.
We couldn't even hear it.
Oh, you couldn't hear it? Oh, snap. Oh, no, we got to redo that again. Hold on. Let me try it again, baby.
I love both of y'all New Orleans accent. I love it.
Oh, she's from, you from New Orleans?
I am.
Born and raised.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Me too.
Come through, sis.
Hopefully I can get this right. Because I don't have no fancy equipment or nothing, y'all. This on my little laptop. Wait, hold on. Let me see. Can y'all hear this?
Yes. Coco, mute your phone, too.
Yes. It is me. That sounds so terrible. Anyway, Her Disorganized Plans here with Planner Court, and basically we have two stories for you tonight. And the first story I'm going to start off with, the title of the first story is, Am I the Asshole for Not Wearing a Bra in Front of My Friend's Gusband? Yes, Gusband with a G, baby. Am I the Asshole for Not Wearing a Bra in Front of My Friend's Gusband? Here's the story. I, 28-year-old female, have been friends with, let's call him Sam, 28-year-old male, since the age of 9. We've been through so many things together, good and bad, and I cannot imagine my life without him. I was the first person he'd come out to when we were 13, and I supported and encouraged him along the way. He was there for me when my engagement was canceled due to my fiance's infidelity. Anyway, recently I started noticing that my bras cause me great pain. I blister, I have sores, and I bleed, so I've decided to go braless altogether, and that works for me. Well, Sam invited me over for dinner with his husband because he had big news to share with me. I was excited and accepted the invite, of course. When I arrived, I was wearing a white tank top, blue jeans, and very cute sandals. Sam's husband opened the door, welcomed me in, and we began talking while Sam was preparing dinner in the kitchen. When Sam was finally done, he came out to greet me, and as soon as he saw me, his smile went to a weird frown. He pulled me to the side and said he didn't appreciate me coming to his home, braless, knowing that his husband would be there. I was shocked and confused, but explained why I no longer wear bras and that it shouldn't matter because they're both gay. Sam then blew up at me and said that his husband is pansexual and that I was being very disrespectful by assuming his sexual preference and not wearing a bra. I immediately left in tears. I did not find out what the news was because of this, and I haven't spoken to Sam since the incident, which was 4 days ago. We have a lot of mutual friends, and they are all split on whether or not I'm the asshole. So I'm here to ask you all, am I the asshole? What do you guys think? Do you guys think she is guilty, the asshole, or not guilty, not the asshole? What y'all got to say about that?
I'm going to say hell no, she ain't guilty. She's not the asshole. I am not about to put my titties, my body, in all this pain and anger just because you think your man ain't got no self-control. That's not my problem.
Mm-hmm. Gotta agree with that one.
If you're talking, Coco, you still muted.
Yeah, girl, I'm still muted. Sorry. So as a person who loves to be naked, but I wear clothes around other people's husbands or wives, whatever, yeah, it don't matter if she has on a bra. She got titties. You see that anyway. So who really cares? In my opinion, no. Wait, we have a call, y'all. Somebody want to chime in?
Ooh, here we go.
Hey,
all right, Carly,
you're live on the air.
Hey, it's Andrea.
Andrea.
Thanks for letting me in.
The psychotherapist.
Hi, Andrea. Hey. So, no,
Not the iPhone. No. Maybe, or are these, if I said yes, it would be for not the reason that she said, not because she wore a bra, but a white top with all the bra. Like, I'm curious as to how see-through this white top was.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when she first came up, too. The white top maybe could have been a different choice, but, you know.
But other than that,
that's
no.
True.
I didn't even think about the white top aspect because I kind of got stuck on blisters. And I was like, you want me to do what?
And bleeding.
But yeah,
yes.
Okay. If you got big, dark nipples and you're wearing a white top, that is a little, you know, provocative. But still,
yeah.
You should have some self-control. Hi, Andrea.
Definitely. Definitely. Hi, y'all. Let me in if you know I'm not from New Orleans, so I appreciate that.
That's okay. Yeah, Erica's not either. It's okay. We let outsiders in.
We love everybody.
Yeah, we do.
I appreciate that. I have one answer from IG that is... not the asshole, free the titties. I mean, they're married. Exactly. Sounds like an issue to discuss
mm-hmm.
with your partner or partners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
Why can't we just learn to talk to people? Why can't we just learn to talk? Just learn to communicate.
Yeah, not be upset.
Not everything has to everything has to be a confrontation. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. And then she would
have
probably just said,
not have
oh,
to go
I'm
down
so sorry.
Yeah.
Andrea, do you go brawling?
At home, but not on the street. Listen, I don't even like seeing pantomimes, okay? I'm very particular, okay? My mom says I'm more British than she is, and I was raised in Jamaica, not in England. She's actually raised in England.
Oh, the responses about free the titties were from Plants and JC. She wanted me to make sure that I told y'all that she is all
okay.
about the titties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see that. Yeah. It makes sense. It makes sense. I can't wait to take off the bra sometimes. I completely get that.
Hello
but
in
when
my
that
car.
Happens, it
okay.
usually means that I'm wearing the wrong bra and it's time to get resized. That's what I usually do.
Now, that's the truth. She does need to go bra shopping.
Who, this lady?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So bra should be giving you blisters.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
And does she work? Does she work? Does she work in a professional setting? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I'm going to tell y'all, we have a person with that work with me that wears no bra.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
really obvious on a lot of days. It's really obvious. But, you know, you could wear a sports bra. You could wear a camisole, something to kind of mask the nipples and all that stuff because that's where the issue comes in at.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy, you know, so how was she to know that her husband was pansexual? If they're so great friends, why he never told her that?
That's what I was thinking. I'm like,
right.
Y'all were such great friends. How did you not know?
JC says, look, if you want to set a boundary for your home, like only wraps up titties allowed, that's totally fine. But that's not something to get up in arms about or assume that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, he could have just said, hey,
not
time,
have to go
can you just
way.
Wear a bra? And then she says,
exactly.
No, I don't wear bras. And he said, okay, then don't come over here. Okay.
Well, why
like
but even that, it's stating the concern before you even state. But I think it would be best if you don't wear a bra, kind of like that. And my reason is this, and this, right? Not
yeah. Yeah.
so that you guys can come. It could be a collaborative decision together versus dictating what she should do with her body.
Yeah.
Right.
Because this is basically just an insecurity in his relationship is really what it is.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was her. It's she that had the infidelity. So, no, yeah. I was about to say, and he had that in his past, but it was her. He was there
mm-hmm.
for her when her fiancé, yeah. Sorry, you're hearing my toddler.
The little baby.
Got to love the kids.
Absolutely. All right, Andrea. Well, we appreciate you.
Happy to be on. Thank you for accepting me. I'll definitely watch the rest of the show.
Oh, well, thank you.
Don't forget to subscribe so you know when we're live.
I love it.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, other point I wanted to actually bring up, too?
What's
that? Why not just offer her a jacket, you know, or a hoodie?
Yeah.
You know what? I didn't even think about that at all.
No, I didn't either.
Like, if it's really that big of a deal, just be like, hey, you know, I can kind of see some stuff through your tank top, if that's the case, because, of course, we don't know. But,
yeah,
you know,
need a Band-Aid for them titties. For them
nipples. Like, if you want to take here, can you put this jacket on just, you know, until it's time for you to go? Like,
it's
cold
out. You're a little nippy.
Yeah, you're chilly, girl.
Are the torpedoes standing straight up?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we only human. It happens, you know, when you get cold.
You know what? My nipples be too much information. Never mind.
Yeah, no, I was going to say mine like that all the time. All of that. Except they're not up, they down because they do they hang low? Yes.
After my children.
Absolutely, yes.
Shoot, after yes, I had my children. That's
yeah.
That was it.
On the ground, child.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
on them and everything.
Mm-hmm.
My son has a thing about, like, walking around the house. He wants to walk around the house with his shirt off. And I always threaten to do the same thing. He's like, no, you got titties. I'm like, so you got nipples, too. What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
If you can do it, I can do it. And I can do it better.
Listen, hello. What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
I'm
just saying. It is what it is, but, you know. I mean, I guess everybody is basically saying the same thing. This person is not guilty. They're not the asshole. I don't have my gavel bang bang, but, you know.
Yeah, that's okay. Case closed. Look, I watch court all day long. I think I'm an attorney, okay?
I'm through with it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, I do. That's all I watch is court shows. I'd be like, yeah, you guilty.
You did it.
Yeah, you did it. You know you did.
Notice the way that he folds his arms.
Yes.
He is showing that he is closed off the rest of this investigation.
Yes. And he's taking a sip of water. He's needing time to think. Like, what? Child, I would, if that's what they use, I would be locked up. Because all the stuff they be saying, that's the same stuff that I do. Hell, while I'm even watching him be investigated, I'm doing it.
Yes.
I love them shows.
Even the looking around, you know how it's like if a person breaks eye contact, it means they're lying? Nah.
No, I don't want to look at people like that. I don't never like, I don't know. But
I get uncomfortable.
You just mean I ain't got no focus, okay?
I get uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't like this.
Yeah, I'd be like, listen, don't y'all take anything I'm doing to heart because I'm ADHD, so I'm going to be all over the place.
You can't tell them that because then they're going to think you prepared it.
Ah, okay. Oh, Lord, child, I hope I don't ever get caught. Look,
they're
going
to look into your private records and everything. They're going to know you ADHD.
Please give me my medicine.
Okay.
I think the best thing all three of us can do is just to follow the law and try not to get caught up in no bullshit. Because
I watch these shows over the weekend. Me and my husband's watching. These people get arrested and stuff. And, oh, my God, this girl talked for an hour and a half because it shows the amount of time that the cop is out there, like what time he started and what time he stopped, and it's the body cam footage. She talked herself into going to jail anyway. But I was like, recite the alphabet backwards. Walk in a straight line. God, I can't do that stuff sober. Just go ahead and take me to jail.
That part, I cannot do that.
Can I just blow in the breathalyzer thing? Because, the rest of it is going to have me in jail. You say it with me, officer. I don't know.
35 minutes for the alphabet. Okay, Danny, we ready.
Yes.
Go.
I'm here for it. I enjoy the conversation. I'm just saying. All right. Well, the next story is, am I the asshole for telling my sister-in-law's husband that she used to be a sex worker? Am I the asshole for telling my sister-in-law's husband that she used to be a sex worker? Here's the story, y'all. So my sister-in-law, let's call her Sarah, has always been kind of mysterious about her past. She's been married to my brother for a few years now, and they seem happy together. But I always had this feeling that there was something she wasn't telling us. Well, a few months ago, I ran into one of Sarah's old acquaintances at a party. They had a few too many drinks and ended up spilling the beans. Sarah used to be a sex worker. Apparently, she had done it for a few years before she met my brother, but had kept it a secret from him and the rest of the family. I was shocked when I heard this and didn't know what to do. I didn't want to cause any drama, but I also felt like my brother had a right to know. So after much deliberation, I decided to tell him. Needless to say, my brother was devastated. He felt like Sarah had lied to him and betrayed his trust. He confronted her about it, and they ended up having a huge fight. Sarah is now saying that I had no right to tell my brother and that it was her past and not my place to share it. But I feel like my brother had a right to know, especially since Sarah had kept it a secret from him for so long. Am I the asshole for telling him the truth? This one's wild.
Well, yes, I think so. Because what if she's like Pretty Woman? Maybe he was her, what's the guy's name? Richard Gere. You know, maybe he saved her from herself. Not only that, this goes back to, for me, this goes back to like the cheating thing. What if he already know and he didn't want nobody else in his family to know? Like who? What, they've been married a few years. They probably dated a couple years before that. So, I mean, it's been a long time since she was a sex worker. Honestly, most of us have a past. We didn't have sex with other people before, just didn't get paid for it.
That's true. I don't know how many people clap these cheeks for free.
Hello? I need to go back and get my reparations. Maybe I'd be independently wealthy. But anyway...
I need
it. So I don't know. I think she is an asshole.
Yeah. That's so you go ahead, you give your opinion, I'll give my last.
Fuck yeah, he's an asshole. Mind your goddamn business.
Hello.
That's the one.
515-602-9680, y'all. 515.
Mind your business.
Yeah, and mind your business while you're calling me. Because that's just too much.
Yeah, that's a lot, and it's unnecessary. Like, in my opinion, this person is 100% guilty, period. Like, she is absolutely the asshole because, one, it's not your business to tell. And honestly, a lot of people, everybody has a past, right? Like, we've all mm-hmm. done things that we're not very very proud of. And we've changed, of course. Most of us have learned, you know, we've come a long way. We've healed from trauma. We've grown. We've had experiences. We've matured. So I really feel like it's unfair to hold her past against her like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's definitely an asshole move to just blow up her spot. And what if she was doing sex work? Like, what if she was a young girl doing
mm-hmm.
sex work just to survive? Like, you don't know her story.
Exactly. She could have been trying to feed her family, not necessarily her children. It could have been her mama, brother, sister, cousin. You don't know what was the reason, and maybe she was just embarrassed of it. That's and how you even know this other lady telling the truth to you? She could have hated her. Like, I just mind your damn business.
That part.
We have a caller.
Wait, let me. Okay, go ahead.
Hello, caller.
Hey, it's me, JC. I'm back.
Oh. Yes, I knew it was you.
Sorry, I have a dog.
What's going on, girl?
I just got very excited about this. Up. Okay, can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Do I share my thoughts?
Yes, please.
Okay. Sorry. I generally don't think that people are assholes for telling the truth. And I also don't think it's like super clear always what boundaries exist between people. Like, I could imagine a scenario like that where somebody didn't know, I can't remember all of the details that you read, Danny, but like, did this person know that their partner or that the husband or the wife, whatever, that the partner didn't know when they outed them?
She didn't say, but it sounded like she didn't, like he didn't know, because then he did get upset
mm-hmm.
when he found out.
Because I feel like, I don't know, like I have definitely said things about people where I assumed that the people involved would just know. I'll give an example. One time, we were just like driving in the car, going somewhere. I don't even remember where, like maybe pick up food or something. I don't know. At one point, some people went inside. We were like going to do a thing. Anyway, and we were just like talking in the car, and they were like, and my mom's ex-boyfriend's wife was like, yeah, Obama sucks, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, that's funny, because like, mom's ex-boyfriend voted for Obama. No, it wasn't even in that. Okay, sorry. It wasn't even that. It wasn't like they were like, they suck. It was like, I was like talking about the merits, actually, of him. And that was one of the merits to me. Sorry. She didn't like Obama, but I didn't know that at the time. And then she gets out of the car to go pick something up. And he turns around to me and he's like, how dare you? And I'm like, wait, I just like thought, like, I know that voting history is like privileged information, but like you told me and like, she's your wife. So I just like assumed that she would know. Sex work's like a little bit more sensitive than that. So I'm not sure that it makes sense that you could like assume that somebody would know that. And I also think that like it is outing someone about something. I don't know. I generally feel like people should have agency to like disclose personal information. I can also see from the other perspective, if they weren't like intentionally being malicious, and just like assuming that they knew, especially if they were like drinking and having a good time. That's my thought.
Okay. I think that in my opinion, this situation is the sister's jealous of the wife and she wants the brother back to herself. So she wants to hurt this relationship because, I mean, outing someone, no matter what the situation is, kind of messy. It'd be like me going over to my friend's house and I know my friend's gay and I say it in front of their parent, they haven't, you know, they haven't outed themselves yet. Like, how unfair is that or whatever? I don't know. That sister is an asshole.
I think I agree. Like, I see you mean, JC, when you say mm-hmm. that you are, like, when it comes to telling the truth and you just kind of say something, like, because there have been, I've had a moment where I've done that too, where I kind of said something and I thought everybody knew and then
yeah.
you found out they didn't. So I felt terrible, of course. But I think in this situation, she knew that the brother didn't know because she said that she always felt like, what she calls her, Sarah? Sarah,
yeah.
She always felt like Sarah was sketchy about her past and she was kind of short about her past. She didn't talk much about her past. And I feel like for her to go digging, she was like intentional about finding out information about this girl that she didn't want uncovered. And it was well known that she didn't want that to be uncovered.
because of how evasive she was about her past. So that's the only reason why I feel like she's still an asshole, because she did it on purpose, and it was messy. Like, why not go to Sarah and be like, hey, I heard this. Do you want to talk about it? Something like that. Like, why go straight to the brother?
That is the difference for me. There is one thing to be messy. It's another thing to be malicious. And that's why here on Real Talk, Real Plans, we are messy, not malicious.
Hey, I love that, by the way.
I am persuaded. I vote awful.
We have another jury member.
No, but that totally makes sense, right? Like, because you, it definitely, like, going out of your way to find information in general, I am a little bit like, some of us can't handle the truth, right? Like, and so generally, even when people, like, go digging just for themselves and, like, not to be malicious or, like, not to, it's like, you got to be prepared for whatever you're going to find if you go out of your way to, like, discover what other people are hiding.
That's true. Yeah.
And then to, of course, like, tell somebody about that is a whole other level of, like, saying consent and boundaries, especially around something as socially stigmatized as, like, sex work.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, if she was a murderer, a child molester, okay, you know, something that's really illegal, blah, blah, blah. I can see being like, hey, this, you know, you have something you need to tell my brother. But, no. Oh, we have another caller, too.
No, it's like if you're testifying, like, who cares, right? Like.
Yeah. It's in her past. Unless she's missing at night now when she's walking on the streets doing sex work, I mean, I don't think it's an issue anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. It's me.
Hi, we got a new caller.
Yes, it's Teals. What's up?
Hi. Oh, hey, Teals.
Hey. I'm here. I'm late, but I'm here.
We got a party line going now.
Party.
What are
I'm
your thoughts,
all my friends?
I want to know.
Teals, did you have a verdict on Planner Court?
I don't. I came in at the last part of listening to the verdict, so I don't know what happened. I heard messy. I heard finding out information they don't need to know.
Basically, she snitched her sister-in-law out for her pay, and we already
not snitching.
Yeah, snitching. Not even dry snitching, just snitching.
That was my next question. My next question, was she dry snitching? No, she was intentionally snitching.
No.
Okay,
no,
snitching.
This was wet.
Yeah, she should have got them stitches. Well, Kiel, I know that you and Danny are, like, BFFs, and I asked at the beginning of the show to, like, borrow her, and I'm really glad that you allowed us to, because it was so much fun, and we've gotten so many callers.
We have.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I got the message. I hopped in.
So do you have a question for Danny?
Let's see. Do I have a question for Danny? I do. Okay. Hey, Danny girl. I knew you're 30 minutes down the street. But hey, girl.
Yeah.
All right. So my question for Miss Danny Jackson out here is, on your mental health journey, what is the number one thing that you consistently go back to, like the best advice that you have received?
Ooh, that is a
good
one. Okay.
Help us out.
Okay. So quick, like real quick, so I've been on my mental health journey for 3.5 years. I've been in therapy. I've also journaled and all that good stuff, meditated, prayer, all that stuff, yes. But the best advice that I received on my mental health journey that I continue to always fall back on when it comes to me dealing with other people or situations that have happened in my past that I typically find hard to kind of let go of is that, because I asked my therapist, I was like, why is this so hard for me to release? Like, why do I keep replaying these moments over and over again in my head? And she was like, you have to accept it in order for those memories to kind of stop. So you have to really just accept it for what it was, accept that it happened, accept that it's in the past, accept that, and then on top of that, accept that you survived it because you're still here.
Mm.
So with that, I always revert back to that. Anytime I have a moment that creeps up on me that makes me uncomfortable, it might trigger me, I always remember it happened, it's over, I survived. It happened, it's over, I survived. So mm-hmm. that's the best advice that my therapist ever gave me, and I cling to that so hard, except it for what it is.
Yeah, that's profound. That is really
funny
good.
You say that because my affirmation that I wrote down for myself yesterday, I'm opening my journal right now. What I wrote down was, the past is over and I am moving on. That was my affirmation.
Yes.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Confirmation.
Right.
I don't know who needed it, but we gave it to you.
I needed it. Thank mm-hmm. you.
So much Ooh. Love. Yes.
It happened. Let me write it down for real.
It happened.
It happened. It's over. You survived.
Yes.
All right.
I'm
you got it down.
Still alive. You got to put that on a T-shirt.
Facts. I need to, listen, I might need to go ahead and put that on the mug.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Mugshot Monday. We love to see it.
Listen, let me sip my coffee out of what my therapist said.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that's a good little reminder.
Absolutely.
It is. That is great. Yes, that's really good. I like that. I really do.
I really love all these people who've called in. Like, I mean, so many, so much variety of knowledge and personalities. I can't, we got to get the whole station going.
Yeah, we do. We do. This is really, really good.
Yeah, we needed to establish ourselves first, you know what I'm saying? And I think that we have a good footing. So I think maybe, you know, twice a month or once a month we can have a guest. And, you know, give lots of people the opportunity to come in and get their, you know, foot in the door and teach us something new.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
We running out of time, sir.
Yeah,
oh,
we running
no,
out. This, and it's like the quickest hour and a half ever. This is really good. Thank
so
you so much.
I would like to really thank Danny and all of the people who called in today. Danny is at Her Disorganized Plans on Instagram. The Uncensored Live will be coming back the first Friday in June, am I right?
Yes, June 2nd.
Okay, June 2nd. And Planner Shenanigans, link is in her stories every Saturday at 8 p.m. You know, as always, we love it. We love it here. We're glad you came. Thank you so much. We might have to do this again. Are you down?
Absolutely. I love y'all. And let me just say, I have to give y'all flowers real quick before we get kicked off. Y'all have done some amazing work. Y'all keep me entertained, and I love y'all so much. And I also listen regularly. So thank you for having
well,
me.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right, Coco, do you have any parting words?
Thanks to all of our guests. We love you all. If you have listened, please subscribe so you know when we're going live. And we will see you all next week.
All right. Be messy, but not malicious. Bye.
Yes. Bye.